There's an amazing piece, it's Vasemes, in Parshas Korach. It talks about Apostle, of Yaakov Bechalaka, that Hashem chose Yaakov. Vasemes explains that this idea of Bechira, of choice, really only applies to the Jewish people. And in fact, it's a testimony to the depth of the Jewish soul. And the truth is, it's the real power of the Jewish people, which comes as a result of the fact that Hashem chose us. So Vasemes says something remarkable. Closeness to God is something that every human being can achieve, regardless of their background, regardless of their race, regardless of whether they have a religion or not. Nations of the world can also come close to Hashem through their actions. But this idea of Bechira, of being chosen, that's be'etzem, that's intrinsic or it's inherent. And that applies only to the Jewish people. That Hashem chose the Jewish people. And in a sense, that's testimony to the fact that we have a divine spark within us. Says this Vasemes, someone that serves Hashem Lishma attaches themselves to this idea of Bechira. That which a person comes close to Hashem, brings himself close to Hashem, it's dafka because Hashem chose us. And that's what Hashem wants. A person's honor is their glory, and the truth is that's true for Hashem too. And therefore, when we Jews come close to Hashem, we want to fulfill His ratzon. We want to be close to Him, we want to fulfill His will. But the fact that we are chosen, the fact that we have a mission and a purpose, Hashem set us aside from all the nations of the world, is absolutely huge. In fact, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin and Rav Sisi Leiner says that which the Jewish people belong to Hashem more than all the other nations. It's not something that can necessarily be rationally understood. It goes back to Hashem's love of Yaakov Avinu. Ayav es Yaakov is Esav Sanesi. Yaakov's morality. Yaakov's goodness. Esav is wild, full of zima, znus. Doesn't necessarily appear that way on the outside. Hashem understands what's going on the inside. Esav on the outside might appear like a tzaddik. But Hashem knows what's really going on. When it comes to the Jewish people, the Amich Kulam Tzaddikim, Kharisol Tzaddikim Kadoshim, that which it doesn't look that way, maybe it doesn't look like we're as holy as we're meant to be. That's purely external, but our inner core is pure. In fact, the Tzaddik and Pritzaddik says, yeah, if we look with our physical eyes, maybe there isn't such a difference between Yaakov and Esav. They're brothers after all. Pasuk says, is not Esav the brother of Yaakov, Ne'um Hashem? But really, in this week's parasha, where Yaakov stole the brachas from Yitzchak, it's really something inherently pneumistic to do with his essence, to do with the pure inner core of Yaakov Avinu. This is what it's about. It's an eternal struggle. But it's absolutely crucial. Yaakov Bechalaka, connected to this week's Seder, but it's the eternal essence of the Jewish people.